Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What do you think about FanDuel paying the $82K glitch bet? I think it's dumb of them. I think it's a bad precedent to set, but hey, it's their money.
The one benefit I would give them is it's good for PR.
You know, the guy got over on them. You know, it's their money, and I'm pretty sure they just looked at it and said, wow, every radio show in the world's talking about us. I would make sure that my books have no glitches from here on out.
Exactly.
Because you know what's going to happen? People are just going to be sitting there looking for weird glitches.
If you were to say, build me a guy who is going to beat Conor McGregor, I would just present to you Khabib. It's not a matter of if he's going to take you down, because he will take you down, and once you're on the ground, you won't get up. When you fight a Russian, if you think you're going to like win some sort of mental battle with him, good luck, because these guys have lived a harder life than you. And I know Conor McGregor didn't have it easy, and there's all the stories about him being on welfare. Well, guess what? In Dagestan, there is no welfare.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you want to watch us on live stream, go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Livestream. That simple. You'll see us wearing black, pretty much.
It's kind of gray. Like
grayish, yeah, but it looks black on the screen, just okay. So you know. I'm rocking my Calgary Flames hat today. If you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. We talked a little NFL. We talked a little gym of the day. We had Wobbin. It was an interesting couple of hours. All available on podcastarena.com. And we were supposed to be out at Bombshells in Pearland today. And if you were heading out there to see us, we will be there next week. We had some technical issues trying to get set up. It'll get fixed, and we'll be out there next Thursday. Really cool place, man. I was looking forward to that because it was just, really, really nice setup. I like the fact that it was easy for me to get there from my place. I mean, it just straight shot out 288. And looking forward to going out there next week.
Yep.
Hopefully, you guys check it out for the football this weekend and let us know what you think. Longhorn Dimitri says, I wonder if Zadok Jewelers knows how much crazy stories of Florida man they've sponsored over the years. I think they know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to find out. Have to ask them.
I'd rather not.
So. Oh, man. And then a lot of people asking, you know, thoughts on tonight's game. That was all last hour. We actually went into that quite a bit. So go check it out on Podcast Arena, and you will be you'll be good. The I don't know if you saw this, but the USA Today basically created their NFL fan power rankings, which you can go in and set up your own, you know, what you think they are. And it let people vote on them. And basically, they had the Jacksonville Jaguars as the number one fans.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why you can't let people vote.
Yeah.
Because, you know. But basically, all the teams that are off to good starts. Jaguars, Rams, Chiefs, Packers, Vikings, Buccaneers, Eagles. It's like, if I were to do a real rating like this.
Would you say Packers are off to a good start?
Yeah, 1-0-1. They did tie a better team.
And, I mean, they had to come back against a lesser team to get that one.
Yeah, but they took care of business, man.
All right.
I would say...
Not a comfortable start for Packer.
To me, the fan bases that I think of as the best in the NFL, I mean, I think the Packers are up there. I think the Chiefs are up there. I think the Bears are up there. Seattle.
Yeah.
That's always a really tough place to play. Denver, I think, Pittsburgh.
Buffalo.
Buffalo has great fans.
I mean, nothing to cheer for.
Yeah.
Baltimore has pretty hardcore fans. You know what's a combining factor with all those teams? They're all in crappy weather places. Like,
right.
If you're willing to go sit outside in the snow and watch your team, usually you're a pretty good fan, unless you're from New York.
Mm. Yeah, but
Patriots fans are pretty good too.
Yeah.
As gross as they are.
I know. It's disgusting, but they're up there. The worst are probably easy to figure out. Like, the LA teams right now are not good.
Well, Chargers for sure aren't.
Yeah, but even the Rams are not selling out that stadium. Yeah. Which,
yeah, Cardinals are bad.
The Cardinals, yeah, and they've always been, it's almost always been a Cowboys city anyway. So they're down there. I would put Texans fan probably right in the middle.
Where would you put Cowboy fan?
They're not good fans. I'd probably put Cowboy and Texan in pretty much the same place. Saints fan should be up there. That's a pretty good group.
I don't know. I feel like there weren't nearly as many Saints fans until they started winning. And then all of a sudden...
Nah, man, because I used to go to games there years ago when they sucked, and that place was always rocking. Even when they were bad.
I feel like Falcons fan is lame.
Falcons fan is lame. Atlanta sports fan in general is lame.
Yeah,
Atlanta sports fan is SEC fan.
I feel like all Florida sports fans are lame. Like, let's not forget Jacksonville fan. Until last year, you guys had a tarp covering your upper level. Like,
yeah. You know what? Indy fan, pretty good.
Tennessee Titan fan, pretty
Tennessee
good.
Tennessee Titan fan, I would say. Tennessee, well, Nashville in general, I think good sports town. Underrated sports town. But I would say Texans probably third best in the division fan-wise. I'd probably go Titan, Colt, 1-1A, Texan.
Texan, Jag. I don't know how Jag won that game. That's nonsense.
It was just a bunch of people voted from Jacksonville, obviously.
Yeah.
Kansas City might be, I might make Kansas City number one.
They're in the conversation.
Arrowhead is just, it's a mess to play there. Those fans are great. They're always there. You know, they brave tornadoes.
Yeah.
And they'll show up for those games. Kansas City has really good fans too. All right, let's, I can't read the name.
It says DJ.
DJ, okay. What's up, DJ?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
Yep. Awesome. Quick question. I love listening to y'all. Just whenever you start talking about the sports betting, I get lost. I just want to know if you have a recommendation on maybe like an app or a book or something where I can kind of sports betting for dummies maybe.
Oh, my gosh. Do we ever. Fred, tell him about it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we still have our audiobook available for the low price of $12.99. All you have to do is you can go to the station site and find it there. You can go to Gow Media Publishing and find it there. It's on Podcast Arena. And just download it. It gives you all the basics and then gives you some strategies. It's really good if you're looking to get into sports betting. And I always tell people, if you're not betting and you're not, you know, you're iffy on it, then don't start. But if it's something you're already starting to do or you're interested in, then the book is a great resource. It's about, an hour and a half listen, and you'll be ready to rock and roll. And that was not a plant phone call.
No.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Jose Carlos says, I think Browns fans are the best fans because they're so loyal to their crappy team. Yeah, they deserve better. Browns fans have been very good for a long time, despite not having, you know, any kind of team. Drunk Bevo says, I think Texans fans should be top 10. Team hasn't accomplished anything much other than first pick of the draft, yet these fans support every bad decision from ownership like it's the Patriots making these choices. Almost two decades of suck, but also sellouts. I think part of the reason for the sellouts is panic over losing a team.
Yeah, they don't want to lose again.
Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know. I can't put those guys in the same category although I'll say this. One thing I've noticed lately, Texans fan travels a lot. And that's always kind of one of my standards. Like whenever the Chiefs play here, like they'll have almost an entire more than a section of fans. I mean, they travel great with their team. So do the Packers, so do the Steelers. Texans fans are starting to travel a little bit, which is a good thing. I've noticed Astros fans everywhere now. Like every road game, there's a bunch of Astros fans. And maybe it's just because they, you know, they look for them.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing that if we're going to factor that in, like Titans fan doesn't travel really. I don't see a lot of Titans fans going places. So that would kind of be marks down for them. But the Colts sure do. Every time the Colts play here, they got a bunch of people. And yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, there's a lot.
But I also wonder if that's just there are Colt fans in this town.
Well, not necessarily. I think that part of it's that, but I think a lot of them travel. And you wouldn't want to get down to Indianapolis during the.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Pittsburgh travels, and you know, but I also see them in other stadiums too. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And the other strike against Texan fan is how full the stadium is with other fans from other teams every time. And now the flip side of that was when they were in Dallas, there were a bunch of Houston fans in Dallas. Yeah. But there'll be a ton of Cowboys fans when they play here. There'll be a good chunk of Giants fans this weekend. 713 says Astros fans are everywhere now, as evidenced by the endless amount of road game woos I hear on the broadcast.
Ugh, woo.
Yeah. Hey, man. I've made my opinion.
Josh Reddick barely exists. Why are we still wooing?
Well, hey, fans want to have fun. Go right ahead. I don't have to enjoy it or like it or participate. But if that makes the game fun for you, go right ahead.
Yep.
I'm done complaining about it. It's real simple. It's just like anything else. Like when I get tired of Chris Collinsworth, I mute him.
Yeah.
When I get tired of hearing the woos, I mute the broadcast. And that's my choice. So it doesn't bother me. Now, if you're at the game, it's a different animal. It's just I've been to two games this year, and I find the game day experience at Minute Maid right now to be kind of awful. And it's not their fault. It's the product of success. It's so damn crowded you can't get around the building. And I just don't like crowds. So I don't have to listen to the woos.
Holly wants to know where Philly fan ranks.
Depends on your definition. I mean, they're a very loyal fan base.
Yeah.
And they travel a lot. Witness last year's game against the Chargers where they own the stadium.
They're horrible people, though.
They're horrible people, yeah.
Right.
And part of me admires that. I saw a shirt in Vegas that I was telling her about it that I wanted to that would be perfect for her. It just basically says everybody hates us, we don't give a bleep, we got the trophy.
Yeah,
that's pretty much Philly fan. That's a perfect Philly fan.
And then we get mention here of Raider fan, which Raider fan is hardcore.
Yeah,
you go to that's the crappiest stadium in the league. You dress up like a cartoon character
or like Darth Raider
and face paint and everything else. You know. In all black, hot-ass outfits. Yeah, you're pretty hardcore.
And you know what? They went to games when they were in L.A. They go to games when they're in Oakland. They'll go to games in Vegas. And that franchise is still, it's still one of the ones that you have on the short list of all-time NFL franchises. So that have fans that go outside the city.
Yeah.
Cowboys have that. Packers have that. Steelers have that. Raiders have that. Patriots have that now because they've won so much lately. But where you have people who grow up in other cities becoming fans of the team. All right, let's go to the phone line and get my man Lawyer Dave on, because if you're driving around, chances are you're going to get in an accident. You know, it's Houston. It's going to happen. And when you do, there's one guy you're going to call, and that's my man Lawyer Dave, because he's been representing blitzers, have been hurt in all kinds of accidents, whether it's car, 18-wheeler, industrial workplace, slip and fall. Lawyer Dave, you take care of all of them, don't you?
You bet I do, Fred. Hey, Blitzers, it's Lawyer Dave, David Mestemaker, Houston-based lawyer. Fred, I got a sad story to tell you.
Uh-oh. Let's hear it.
One of the very prominent, beautiful female Blitzers that you talk to quite often was in a car wreck where she was a passenger and she broke her arm. She trusted the insurance company to treat her fairly. They gave her $500 for a broken arm. Insurance companies are not your friends, Blitzers. Call me, Lawyer Dave, at 713-626-8900, and I'll make sure you don't get screwed, too.
Yeah, and it's not just accidents. You take care of all kinds of stuff. If a doctor has screwed you in the hospital, if the hospital was negligent, you take care of them, right?
That, yes, I do, Fred. That is the saddest part about it. You send a loved one to have a surgery, and they wake up paralyzed. We take care of them. A woman has a baby, and the baby comes out because some doctor didn't act fast enough or didn't get to the floor fast enough, and that baby has issues for the rest of its life. Lawyer Dave will take care of that family, for sure.
And if these guys just want to know if you can help them, the consultation doesn't cost a thing, does it?
Absolutely right, Fred. The consultation is free for all the blitzers. Just tell me when you call, hey, I heard you through Fred and AJ. I'm a blitzer. Come on in. I'll talk to you. Or if you got a question over the phone about any legal matter, I'll gladly answer. Just give me a call at 713-626-8900 or hit me up at Lawyer Dave on Twitter.
Yeah, and you don't get paid unless they win, right?
That's right. We don't get paid unless we win. We take the risk. We like your case. We'll develop it. As a matter of fact, Fred, I tried a case for the first couple of days this week on a zero offer and got a very decent result from the jury. We take them, we work them, we try them. We do it all.
All right, that's Lawyer Dave, based right here in Houston. And if you're over in Beaumont, Golden Triangle, any of those places, he takes care of you all over Texas, 713-626-8900, or follow him on Twitter at Lawyer Dave. Dave, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon. If you guys need a lawyer, better dial Dave.
Wonder what my secret is. To move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab them.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. And SportsMap 94.1. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Live here from studio. We're supposed to be at Bombshells. We'll be next Thursday in Pearland. So come on out then. Make your plans. We'll have everything worked out. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Hey, John, I've been meaning to ask you, first off, you know, is there a new comic cast out?
Yes, we did a bunch on the Captain Marvel trailer that was released yesterday.
Yeah, what's this bit about her punching an old woman?
She's probably a Skrull, which is a shape-shifting alien race.
Okay, so you're not allowed to punch old women in the face, so
Oh, that's dumb. And there's somebody else out there that was like counting words said by Samuel L. Jackson and Brie Larson. And this
saw that. That's so idiotic. Ever.
That's so idiotic. Like, this woman was counting the number of words.
A super feminist.
Yes. Counting the number of words Samuel L. Jackson said versus Brie Larson. And I think she said something about like how Samuel L. had 67 words and Brie Larson had like 20.
Had 33.
Yeah.
In the trailer?
In the trailer. And I'm like, you look at the trailer, you view it, and you're like, oh, that makes Captain Marvel look like a badass. But instead, this woman counted the words and said, no, this is going to be a bad movie because Samuel Jackson had more words in the freaking trailer than Brie Larson did.
Her name's Melissa McEwen. And okay. She's may one
I,
of those.
May I wish evil upon her?
As far as I'm concerned, you can. She's one of those who, like, she acts like you're disgusting if you question that. It's like, well, it could be that, you know, maybe they thought this was the best way to promote the movie. Well, it's if you think that a woman should be quiet, a woman during a superhero movie, then maybe you're the problem. You're disgusting. That's your disgusting opinion.
I have had it with these mother bleeping women.
It's people trying to make it, like, it's going way, way, way out of your way for that social justice thumbs up. And I don't think anybody was like, yeah, good job, girl. You go. I think it was mostly like, are you kidding me? You're an idiot. She's one who would be like, that's appalling. Like, if you
from a trailer,
yeah. If you don't think woman's voice matters, this is actually a quote from her. So you don't think the presence or absence of a woman's voice matters in a trailer about a woman superhero? Okay, noted. Congrats on your completely appalling take. I knew the word appalling would come up with her. That's everybody who does that, it's appalling.
I'm appalled by her.
And, you know, because you do have one of the biggest stars ever to grace the screen in your movie, like Samuel L. Jackson crosses generations, and he's also plays Nick Fury, who basically started the Avengers.
Yeah. So how about Samuel L. Jackson's a megastar, and Brie Larson was in a King Kong movie? Like,
yeah,
they're not the same level of star. Marvel's got movies to sell. And trust me, girly, I know that's an appalling thing to call a woman. Trust me, Melissa McEwen, they know what they're doing. They got this figured out.
Call her honey.
She'll love that.
She'll love that. Yeah, and isn't the whole point to introduce the character? You don't. This is a Marvel thing. I mean, they kind of give you a little bit at a time.
And I think they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're making a movie about a woman superhero. Shouldn't you be praising that instead of bitching about Samuel L.? I want that Snakes on a Plane drop just for her. That's a hey man bleep that for me. I love Samuel L., man. Samuel L. is, it doesn't matter what you put him in, the movie automatically becomes good. It just, even if it's like three lines. Whoops.
What'd you just throw at
me? I accidentally threw my pen at you. It wasn't a throw. I was.
God, that hurt really bad.
It hit the back of your computer. Jeez. Therein lie. Because we've played poker so much, now I'm like playing with things in my fingers like poker chips.
Yeah.
And I was playing with the pen and it just snapped. All right. So we're supposed to have Rafael Esparza on any minute.
Esparza.
Esparza.
I like to say it. Rafael Esparza.
Well played, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have some Texans news for you.
Okay.
They worked out cornerback Arian Springs and linebacker Azeem Victor.
Mm. Guys sound good.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with either guy.
No. Me neither.
I got to say. And Aaron Wilson tweeted that out like we'd know who they were.
That's a made-up name.
Azeem.
That's a made-up name. Mm.
That sounds like a pretty cool hero name.
Yeah.
Azeem.
I think, didn't Shaq play Azeem?
I think he played... Wasn't it?
Oh, Kazam.
It was Kazam. It was
Azeem, Kazam, same thing.
I don't think you could have an Azeem. There'd be too much backlash against that. All right. Let's go now to Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, and my bookie. And Rafael, how are you today? Let's talk a little gambling, man.
Yeah, let's talk a little gambling. It's always a fun time of football season. I just got back from the fight over last weekend, so I finally got my voice back, which is good.
Yeah, we were out there for that too. So, hey, let's start with the game tonight because I think AJ and I both have some pretty strong opinions on it. I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on the Jets and the Browns.
Yeah, it's funny how this is on the NFL Network, not CBS, ESPN, or Comedy Central. It's that you have to find this the game to watch it. And I'm still blown away that the Browns are. We have them 3.5. There are some salads out there 3. No, Heldon freeze over because the Browns are the favorites. But if you kind of look at it, they should have beaten the Steelers. They should have won last week against the Saints. But the Browns did what the Browns do, and they have no kicker, so they replaced the kicker. I lean towards Cleveland tonight at home, but I think there's going to be some points. I know the Jets struggled last week against Miami's defense, but they blew up the Lions' defense in week one. I think we're going to see some points. I would not be shocked if normally Thursday night games are duds. Would not be shocked if this is a high-scoring game. I think the coolers and the free beer will be flowing in Cleveland tonight. I think the Browns get their first W.
All right, let's switch to the colleges here, where pretty big game in state with TCU and Texas, and right now I think TCU's flipped basically from getting 3 points to being a 3-point favorite from what I'm seeing here. How do you see that game?
Yeah, I mean, I know Texas won last week. They beat USC. But if you're USC or UCLA, maybe you need to concentrate on basketball, or is it beach volleyball season yet? Because both your football teams, I think, are going to be slating down the slopes. All season long, I'm not sold on USC, especially their offense looks really bad. Their defense still has some speed, but it seems like they're missing coverages, and I think that's why Texas exposed them in the second half. But I really like TCU. I know they hung around against Ohio State, but if it wasn't for Alabama and Alabama winning the national championship, they could probably win the Grey Cup in CFL if they wanted to. Everyone would be talking about Ohio State, what they're doing at Buckeyes. I'm going to say I'm leaning small towards TCU, but I'm also leaning towards the under. I think TCU's defense is going to bother Texas, and Texas won't be able to run the ball. I'm leaning towards the under 47, but I think the Horned Frogs take this one.
Speaking of Alabama, 25.5 now is the number I'm seeing against Texas A&M. What do you think about that?
I'm telling people, don't bet against Alabama. What we saw last week at Ole Miss, another SEC road game, and they beat them 62-7 is very impressive. I know Texas A&M has played them tough, but both the times they lost, Johnny Manziel was back there. And last time I checked, he's starting for the Montreal Alouettes tomorrow in the CFL. And like I said before, Alabama will win the national championship unless something goes badly wrong, or they can go to CFL and win the Grey Cup. But I don't think the Alabama machine is going to fade this weekend. I think they roll against Texas A&M. The only team that might be able to give them a challenge, and I do believe it, is Ohio State. I can't believe I say that. I dislike Ohio State just because early in the morning when I used to work in Vegas, I had to hear the Ohio cheer before I even had a sip of my coffee first thing in the morning. So I'm not the biggest fan of Ohio State, but I would love to see that game right now. Ohio State versus Alabama. That'd be a really, really good game. I think that over-under might be 97.5.
All right, one more to ask you about. Texans 6-point favorites over the Giants. I can't imagine the Texans being favored over anybody, but I can't imagine betting the Giants either. You got any thoughts on that one?
Yeah, the Giants' offensive line is pathetic. I think Houston wins this game on defense just because of that offensive line. I think Houston's granted, they had to go against New England at Foxborough. They lost again. They lost to the Titans with Blaine Gabbert, who I can't believe is still getting a paycheck in the NFL. But Houston's at home. I think that defense will give them the W. And I think this could be a blowout. I would not be shocked if Houston wins by double digits, just because Eli Manning's going to be running for his life, because that offensive line might be almost as bad as Seattle Seahawks offensive line.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, Vegas sports gambling analyst, and works with my bookie. Rafael, appreciate the time as always. We will talk to you again next week.
Take it easy. Have a great weekend.
All right. You do the same. Speaking of MyBookie, all of the things we just talked about, you can bet right there on MyBookie. And obviously, he knows all those lines very well. But, guys, the great thing about MyBookie is, you know, not only can you just bet on whatever you want, you know, you've got any of the football. You mentioned the CFL. I play the CFL on there. I play college football, NFL. I also play horses. You want to bet fights when they're on? You got it all. And people ask me all the time, hey, man, what website do you use? What website do you use? And I tell them the same thing. I've been using MyBookie exclusively now for a couple of years. And the reason for that is I know if I win, I'm going to get paid. And I've had other sites where that's been an issue. And the cool thing about them, they're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. They know what they're doing, and that's why I recommend them. And if you win, they're going to pay you. And they've got all sorts of things to choose from, in-game live betting. You can bet on how many over-unders on fantasy points. I mean, whatever you're into, it's there. On your computer or mobile phone, all you have to do is Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Guys, I have to tell you about Texans Can Academies. They change lives every day. They take in kids who have had issues at other schools, and they work around whatever those issues are, and so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And sometimes it's as simple as they had to get a job to support their family. Well, they work around that. And more than ever, they need your help. And by your help, that's just a donation of a vehicle. Doesn't matter whether it's a car, truck, it could be a motorcycle, it could be a tractor, it could be a four-wheeler. It doesn't even have to be running. If they're going to come and tow it free of charge, they're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate today and tell them you heard about it on The Blitz, $50 gift card on top of that. The cool thing is you're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. You're doing a good thing, and you're helping these kids out. And you can be the next blitzer to step up. So many blitzers have told me how easy it was when they just logged on or they gave them a call and boom, done, came and got the vehicle. Give them a call today, 713-225-4226, or go online to carsforkids.org and write off the car, not the kid. All right. Looking forward to this. Brad Powers, pregame.com, who joining us a little later today because he's a big star now.
Oh,
yes. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, how you doing, man?
Excellent. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're doing well. The first game I wanted to ask you about was this Texas-TCU game. In my head, I feel like I want to say I like Texas here. You know, Tom Herman's been really good as an underdog, both, you know, straight up and against the spread. But Texas does not have the kind of team that's typically beaten Gary Patterson TCU teams. They do not have a high-powered offense. They are sluggish and slow on offense, in fact. And I'm not sure what to make of Texas after a win against USC, where, you know, USC is pretty widely recognized now as a bad team. So what are your thoughts on that Texas-TCU game?
Yeah, you know, I lean Texas in that matchup, but, you know, I thought I would really like Texas in this spot. I mean, obviously you're right. Tom Herman, great as an underdog coach. In fact, back to his OC days at Iowa State, he's 21-1 against the spread, at least the teams that he's been on in the underdog role. But, man, a couple things. TCU's dominated in this series. Four straight wins and covers. Combined score, they've outscored Texas by 120 points. And then watching that TCU-Ohio State game last week, I mean, the Horned Frogs are not outclassed. I mean, in fact, I could argue that they had a better team speed than Ohio State. That was kind of shocking towards me. And, you know, just a 4 or 5 minute span in the third quarter is the only difference in that one. So, and I thought Texas, the final against SC was a little bit more misleading. So lean Texas, but a little surprised that I don't have a significant Texas bet in my pocket. I just can't talk myself into it at this point.
I'm probably a little off the radar with this one, but I've been riding the Florida International train all year, and I like them a lot with getting 26 from Miami, and it's just a well-coached team. I just think that's way too many points. I think Miami's obviously going to win the football game, but I think Florida International can keep it within that number. Tell me why I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I think you're onto something there. Obviously, emotional game. Butch Davis, the head coach at FIU, he was a Miami coach, 95 to 2000, and, you know, he should have been awarded a national championship ring, not Larry Coker, for as far as the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. I mean, that was Butch Davis's roster that he built and recruited, and a lot of that was his team. So an emotional return for him. FIU, I mean, they've exceeded expectations. They far exceeded expectations last year. I thought they were one of the least experienced teams in the country heading into this year, maybe that, you know, set to go from, you know, 8-5 to maybe 5-7, 6-6. They've exceeded expectations already this year. Yeah, FIU plus a big point spread there. That's a great pick.
A team I've downgraded a little bit since the start of the season, but I really like them in this spot, is Clemson. I've not seen much urgency out of them. They don't seem like Alabama looks like they just want to go out and embarrass teams. Clemson doesn't seem to be really concerned about that. I think they let A&M be in a game that they really shouldn't have been in. But Clemson playing back-to-back option teams is really interesting to me. And normally you know how it is when you play an option team. You basically throw everything else out the window and prep for 1 week. And in this case, Clemson has had 2 weeks to work on the same thing. What do you think about Clemson and Georgia Tech this week?
You're going to get more agreement from me. I'm a little surprised the money's starting to come in on Georgia Tech. I thought Clemson dominated Georgia Southern more than the final indicated, and I had a Georgia Southern ticket last week, and not that I felt dirty cashing that ticket, but or guilty or anything like that.
Never.
But man, Clemson missing a bunch, you know, a couple field goals, three turnovers. They should have won that game by 45 points going over it. They've dominated Georgia Tech in recent years. I mean, they've only given up 17 total points the last 2 years, just 122 rushing yards per game. The last three, keep in mind, Georgia Tech runs the option, 122 rushing yards per game the last three times they've met Clemson. Dominant defensive front, second go-around, dress rehearsal last week. I like the Tigers a lot.
Well, these are words I never thought I would utter in any time frame whatsoever, but I sure like Kansas getting 7 at Baylor. I'm not at all impressed with Baylor, and Kansas is suddenly looking like a real football team. Is that something that I'm way off on, that I'm actually going to play Kansas getting points?
Yeah, I'm on the other side. Keep in mind, you know, the finals have looked good for Kansas the last 2 weeks, but Now, I go back in my database the last almost 20 years, and I can't find a single team that has been plus six turnovers 1 week, and then that was Kansas against Central Michigan, and then the very next week we're plus six turnovers again against Rutgers. So that's an historic, I would say, not all of it's fortunate. I mean, you can force turnovers, but plus 12 in turnovers in 2 weeks, I think that's skewing the finals a little bit. Baylor, after you're right, they haven't been impressive. It wasn't just the Duke game. UTSA, I thought, was a little underwhelming, that performance there. But one thing Baylor does is beat Kansas and beat them bad. Six straight wins, six straight covers, average score 52-11. Last year, Baylor won one game. It was against Kansas, 38-9. Give me the Bears.
Wake Forest getting some guys back, including Kendall Hinton. I don't know if he's going to play much quarterback. I would imagine if things start to go south, we could see him there. You may see him at some wide receiver. They get back a wide receiver. They get back a tight end. I am probably lower than most on Notre Dame. I don't think very highly of them. Am I crazy to think that seven, I'm actually seeing some value here with Wake Forest?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm right there with you. I mean, Notre Dame's ranked, what, number eight in the AP poll? I mean, power ratings, I got them closer to number 20. Kendall Hinton, I mean, the head coach, Dave Clawson, said he's going to be the backup, but, I mean, he's kind of a runner. I think that they'd have a package for him. I mean, he's been practicing. He's just been suspended the first three games, so I expect that out of him. And Notre Dame, clearly, after going up 14-0 against Michigan, if you watch Notre Dame, last 11 quarters against Ball State, Vanderbilt, and them last three quarters against Michigan, I mean, this is a mediocre football team. Going on the road, Wake Forest gave him some fits last year. Yeah, give me the Demon Deacons plus the points.
One more here for you from me. Obviously, I'm not in the habit of betting against Alabama right now. 25.5 against A&M, is that just too big of a spread? Or is it, Alabama just seems like an unstoppable machine right now.
They do, but, man, I got to bet my numbers. And I'm just, I guess, a little bit lower on the market than Alabama. And I got them really high. I've never had a team in week 3-4 this high as I can have Alabama. And maybe it's not enough, but I can say this. The last couple weeks, look, the lines have been wrong with Alabama. They've exceeded expectations this year by 20 points per game as far as the Vegas line goes. But this week seems a little hefty. I mean, A&M probably could have beaten Clemson outright, and now they're catching between 3 and 4 touchdowns against Alabama. Jimbo Fisher is a really good coach. They still have, in my opinion, top 15 talent at A&M. So give me them getting the huge points here.
One of the more interesting games this week, and I've kind of got a feel for it. I don't know if it's a play. The line's jumped around quite a bit. I'm starting to like Oregon more now that there's a plus next to him. But that Oregon-Stanford game, I think, is really interesting. What's your handicap on that?
Yeah, I lean more on the Stanford side. The value's been, you know, kind of swept up, though, as far as finding some on the Cardinal. I just can't get over Oregon. I mean, who have they played? Bowling Green, Portland State, San Jose State. I mean, how are they going to react when they finally get punched in the mouth? I mean, San Diego State played a physical San Diego State team. Or Stanford played a physical San Diego State team, played USC. I get it, USC's down, but that's still, you know, they can punch back there. They still have athletes there at SC. And I can't get over the last two meetings. I mean, Stanford outscored Oregon the last 2 years, 101-34. Give me the Cardinal minus the two right now as a lean.
Is Nebraska, Michigan, 17.5 right now, is that number built in assuming that Martinez plays or doesn't play?
I think it's more that he is playing. If you watch Nebraska without Martinez last week, whoa. I mean, I bet Nebraska, thinking that they'd rebound. I think it's more likely that he's probable right now. I mean, if he goes to clearly playing, maybe it's 16 or 17, but I'm definitely thinking that's the lean there, and we'll see. I mean, look, getting back from a knee injury, facing a very, I would say, active defensive front, one of the better fronts in the entire country, I don't know if that's going to be a great look, but clearly, I mean, Martinez, even though he's a true freshman, played one game, I can make a strong case he's worth at least a touchdown to the line.
One more I want to ask you about, and I don't really have a feel for the side here in this Florida-Tennessee game, but I'm curious where you see points coming from, because it seems like that's just maybe it's almost like a trappy type under number, because, I mean, Tennessee couldn't put up they couldn't put up over 24 against the worst team in the country last week. Florida's been struggling to score. Well, I mean, at least when they're playing a real team. They struggled to score points against Kentucky. Florida's solid defensively. You know, Tennessee put up a they had a zero on their defense last week. Do you think the under is almost too good to be true?
No, I definitely, you know, borderline. I really like that bet. I'll probably end up betting it. And keep in mind, Fordham missed leading points last week. Block punt touchdown, 85-yard punt return touchdown. So, I mean, they got some points pretty cheaply last week against Colorado State. I just, look, Jeremy Pruitt, that's his specialty, is on the defense side of the ball. Clearly, Florida is at least more advanced on the defense side of the ball, and that's been the case for them for the last 5-6 years. So I think a tight game means a lot. Every possession matters. Under's definitely the right call on that one.
Let me throw one more at you, the one that everybody's going to be talking about on Monday morning. New Mexico State -3.5 at UTEP. I feel like 3.5, I know New Mexico State's awful, but I mean, I've seen awful before. I don't know if I've seen a team as bad as UTEP in some time. I'm a little nervous to play it because I feel like this is UTEP's only legitimate shot at a win going forward. But they played an FCS team and got beat up earlier than this. Is 3.5 sort of trappy?
You know you're a degenerate gambler if you're going to be betting the battle of I-10 this weekend. That I have the two worst power-rated teams in the country. You're right, UTEP, clearly. The worst. I mean, they're on pace to being one of the worst teams we've ever seen at the FBS. I can't talk myself into laying the 3.5 on the hook on the road. I mean, the Aggies are 0-4 against the number this year as well. But I'm not going to talk myself into a UTEP ticket. I'm not going to bet it. So I'm going to leave that one up to you, and I give you a lot of credit for wanting to bet that one.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter, @BradPowers7. He's a great follow. Check out all his stuff on pregame.com. Joins us every week. Brad, great stuff as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for having me on.
All righty.
All right, let me tell you guys about Bill Advisor. And they can save you money on all your recurring monthly bills. They can also save you big on your home insurance. That's what they're doing. They're just saving you money. Shopping for a better deal on your policy has always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. And someone came along, made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor, they've made it even faster, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage in seconds. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner saving over $790 a year. Real coverage, real savings, real fast. It's 2018, guys. Nobody has 15 minutes anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys. If you're going to be grilling this weekend, here's what you need to do. Make sure you go by your store and pick up some Zumos, whether it's the Party Time sausage, whether it's the Boudin, whether it's the Andouille sausage. It's all great. I love that Party Time sausage. It's been passed down from generation to generation since 1908 over in the Golden Triangle in Beaumont, where they started it, and they're all over the place now. It's made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. It is fantastic. The Boudin's great as well. The Andouille sausage is fantastic. I'll be having some of that this week. In fact, I've got a refrigerator full of all kinds of Zumos that I'm going to be eating over the next week. And the Andouille's great for gumbos, red beans and rice, any of that. You can also mix it with the Boudin if you want to do a really cool ultimate Cajun-style meal. Go to your grocery store. Check it out. They're in HEB. They're in Kroger, they're in Fiesta, any one of those, just look for Zumos, Z-U-M-M-O-S. Make it a Zumos weekend.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Let's see, what do I have to read here? Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Then play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks. Or if you have it all figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety. And happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. I also have some tennis tickets to give away. So it's 6:55. We'll take callers 5 and 10. The Legends of Tennis are coming to Houston with the Invesco QQQ. Win a pair of tickets to see John McEnroe, Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, and James Blake compete in a unique one-night tournament October 5th at the Rice University Tudor Fieldhouse. Win the tickets and you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party with full buffet, open bar, and a Q&A with the players. Don't miss out on this timeless, unique event. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. So every time I see that QQQ, I just think I've got pocket queens and the queen came on the flop.
We don't have time for a Hoffman on Hollywood, but I did want to mention that John Jones, he did come off suspension, retroactive 15-month suspension, which means that they shaved 30 months off of his sentence. And apparently he got such a low sentence because he allegedly gave up information concerning other anti-doping policy violators, which means he snitched on other drug users.
Just when he could be any more likable.
I mean, if you're like, man, John Jones is a great guy, I don't know what to tell you at this point. Jones, not a great guy.
What are the odds one of them is Daniel Cormier?
0.0.
No. What are the odds he names Daniel Cormier just to get back at him?
Well.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow we'll be out at Prime Social. Great job by Jong Lee. Great job by AJ Hoffman. Pretty good job by me. Really appreciate Barry and Joel helping us out at the start of the show there. And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches. There's no blood. There's
no Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.